Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I'm Roseanne and I'm your host and guide. I was talking to my kids over the Easter weekend, and as young adults, the main issues that they have as they navigate their way through the world is, not surprisingly, around relationships, and not necessarily the romantic ones, although there is of course plenty of that, but with peers, colleagues and friends. We don't often think about this consciously, but our lives are made up of relationships, obviously with people, but also with money, with food, with our work, and of course, most importantly, with ourselves. And in discussing the various issues that came up in our chats, it occurred to me that whilst every issue is unique to each individual, what was needed in most of the situations was simply kindness. Because it's our inner voice that is the one that really needs to be kind. And this can feel quite difficult sometimes, but we must strive for it. The classic meditation on kindness is the Buddhist loving kindness meditation. But today we're going to keep it really simple and just feel into the extraordinary power of kindness itself. So let's find a place where you feel completely relaxed, that you're not going to be disturbed, and settle yourself into comfort. Make sure you're warm and your phone is on silent. So let's settle into comfort. Allow your body to relax. Whether you're sitting or lying down, relax your jaw, your cheeks, your shoulders. Turn your palms upwards so they are relaxed, empty, and your fingers are soft. Maybe your thumb and first finger gently touching. Invite in a sense of weightlessness so that your mind, body and spirit can just be present in this moment, just exist in this eternal now. Bring your attention to your soft, natural breath. Observe the gentle rise and fall of your chest, the soft movement of your belly. Feel the air traveling in your nostrils. And notice the space between the inhale and the exhale, and the space between the exhale and the inhale. These moments of absolute stillness, absolute peace. Allow the breath to deepen now. Enjoy the expansiveness of the long, soft inhale, feeling it open your body, and release yourself into a long, soft, deep exhale, feeling the letting go of stress, of tension, of worry. As you breathe in your beautiful, long, soft breath, focus your attention into your heart chakra. Notice as the heart space expands with the breath. What is your heart's true nature? It is love, compassion, empathy, hope, kindness. With each breath in, feel these innate qualities expand within your heart. Imagine that each breath in is full of kindness. The light of kindness may even have a colour for you. Breathe this colourful light into your heart. Feel it touch you from within. This light of kindness has a warmth, a vibrancy that is filling you up, creating a glow from within. Feel the warmth of kindness fill your entire body, your head, across your neck and shoulders, and down into your arms, through your wrists and into your hands, filling them with kindness right up to the fingertips. Feel the light of kindness fill your chest, your belly. See the light and feel the warmth of kindness flow down into your hips, down each of your legs and all the way to the tips of your toes. This warmth infusing every joint, every cell of your body. The sensation of kindness is simply beautiful to feel. There is a softness, a purity, a transcendence. Kindness is sublime. Allow it, accept it, embrace it. As you breathe softly, bring to mind all the kindness that you have experienced in your life over the years, how it has influenced your sense of happiness, your sense of well-being, your sense of gratitude. Recall all the people in your life, friends, family, strangers, who have stepped up and been kind, supportive and generous, whilst not asking for anything in return. And now feel into the times that you have given that same kindness to others. Evoke the feelings that you had in these times. You were open-hearted, whole-hearted, loving, kind. Imagine all the ways in which we can be kind to each other. Picture the kind-hearted people out there in our world. The welcoming, loving, generous spirits who cultivate kindness, happiness, generosity. And now you've felt into the pure beauty of kindness, felt into the ways in which you have experienced and given kindness. Ponder on how you can be kind to yourself. Deepen your breath gently in order to feel these sensations of kindness within your own body. And feel into how you might be kind to yourself as you breathe intentionally. Imagine how you might take that sense of being present in kindness, even in the smallest ways. sensing into the gentleness of living life, being intentionally and purposefully kind and gentle. Allow the sensation of happiness and well-being extend from the kindness you have in your heart to expand into each part of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Know that you can direct this intention of kindness to yourself. Set an intention that you will retain this kindness and direct it inwards to yourself. That you will notice when your ego may slip from kindness to the self and evoke the beauty, the acceptance, and the forgiveness that kindness affords. Once you are kind to yourself, you can be kind to others, and others will reflect that back to you, and the kindness expands unlimited into the world. So let's finish with a brief loving kindness mantra. May I be held in loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May all living things be held in loving kindness. May I be held in loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May all living things be held in loving kindness. Now, gently invite in a deeper breath. Bring your hands to your heart center. Smile and gently open your eyes. Have a beautiful day, kind one. Om Shanti. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I love this work with kindness. It's so simple, it's so basic. It's kind of takes us back to kindergarten where we were just told to be kind. And we were, as little people. If you think back to your little self, you would love to be kind to people, to animals. And the world sometimes challenges us. But the most important thing is this kindness to the self. Beating ourselves up for things we haven't done or things we have done. Or we have to be kind to ourselves, because only then is the spirit and the heart free to be really open and loving. So I hope that this touches something within you, and that you have a beautiful day. Express some kindness where you might not have thought to do so in previous moments, and see how your day turns out. I hope it's beautiful. So I have an announcement coming up soon, so watch out for that. I'm quite excited about this little new project that I have cooking up at the moment. And in the meantime, go and check out my website, chakra-way.com. There you can find all about chakra readings, about the Chakra Way journey, or you can just simply get in touch with me. And I look forward to being with you again very soon. Until then, take care. Sending you so much love. Bye now.